Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, lack of market activity on both sides of the cash markets expected again through the day. Although packer interest is expected to improve in the next couple of days, it's likely to be sometime tomorrow or Friday before active trade is seen. But the focus on futures gains could boost asking prices significantly. Now, trade through the morning in live cattle and feeder cattle is expected to be mixed, with position taking likely at opening bell, although the underlying firm tone of the market should allow for follow-through buying activity once the initial jitters settle out of the market. On the hogs, firm gains in cash trade are expected to continue here today, with bids steady to a dollar and a half higher. Most bids are expected to be 50 cents higher following the continued buyer support from last week and expected additional strength developing in futures trade. Futures activity is likely to remain mixed for the first part of the day, but the choppy back and forth market direction during the week is limiting overall market direction, although prices seem to be slowly advancing, but it has been hard to sustain strong market growth across the complex. On the grains, March corn is up 2.25 cents, March soybeans up 2.5 cents early this morning, and March Kansas City wheat is up 4 cents. Global equities are higher around the world as optimism reigns surrounding the U.S.-Chinese trade talks. According to media reports, the talks were extended into an unexpected third day as the two sides make progress towards diffusing the rift between the world's two largest economies. Wheat is higher along with corn and soybeans, attempting to close higher for the fifth session out of the last six. The corn is firmer overnight, consolidating inside yesterday's reversal. The price action yesterday felt like traders were tiring of the rumored Chinese buying and coming to grips with the fact there is plenty of corn for sale at or above recent prices. And soybeans are higher overnight, also consolidating inside yesterday's sun reversal. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, live cattle futures, February live cattle up 210 yesterday, 125.30. April up 107, 126.15. January feeder cattle up 162, 147.62. March up 155, 145.45. And February hogs up 70 cents at 62.60. Kansas City wheat, March was up 2 cents yesterday, 505. May up 2.25 at 516 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, March up a penny, 517 and 3 quarters. May was up 2 cents yesterday, 523 and a half. March corn down 2.25 at 380. May's down 2.25 at 388. March soybeans down 5.75 at 918 and a half. May was down 5.25 at 931 and 3 quarters. March cotton down 108 yesterday, 71.67. May was down 103, 73.07. And February crude up 99, 50.77. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.